Okie dokie.
Do you know, it's not much to say here. It's not cold, but it's raining and drizzly and certainly not wish list spring carnival kind of time. No, it's not cold, but yeah, yuck. Ooh. Hey, I'm going to wake you on hold. Are you right? We'll come up with Ash and Dave and myself. All right, thanks, Nat.
Well, they've raised the bar of co-hosts on Sunrise.
Nice one.
And she joins us right now, the new co-host of Sunrise, Natalie Barr. Good morning.
Thanks for the welcome. Thanks for the headline.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Now, we love you here on the Sunny Coast. You're a regular here with Barrettes for the Wishlist Spring Carnival, but so great to see you on the box. And if anyone was going to take over for the much-loved Sammy Armitage, we're very glad it's you.
Oh, thank you. And I hope Wishlist is on this year. Missed it last year. Yeah. Is that not the best lunch in town?
It's pretty good, yeah.
Yeah, it's absolutely beautiful. And you and Barrettes, when you guys come along and host it, it wouldn't be the same if you guys weren't there, you know? Yeah. But Nat, now you've been at Sunrise for, was 18?
93 years.
18 years reading the news. You know, it must feel like home when you walk in there every morning. It's kind of part of your routine. But now, just slightly changing roles there, does it feel a little different?
It sort of doesn't. It sort of doesn't because, I've been there forever.
Yeah.
My nearly 20-year-old was 18 months old when I started.
Yeah.
I know. That's how old I am. So, and I've also hosted a lot, especially over the last sort of 18 months while, Sam's had, lots of things happen in her family.
Yes.
So I feel like it's sort of same but different. It's great hosting with Koshi, we were together all through COVID and a lot of last year. So it feels sort of like a comfortable show. How's that?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Nat, I don't want to take credit for you getting this job, but some things can't be denied. I did some work experience down at Sunrise a couple of years ago, actually a long time ago, and I got you breakfast down there. I was commissioned to go and get you guys some breakfast from the local cafe. That was actually when Mel was around, to be honest. I'm not sure if you remember me, but I got you breakfast, and I'm pretty sure that breakfast has inspired you to obviously go to greater heights.
Hold on. Didn't you only just get your arm in the frame with Nigella Lawson?
Yes, but I was still...
So how would she remember you?
Yeah, well, I served her breakfast. I served Nat breakfast.
I do. You know, Bill, I do remember that really well. Definitely.
Bill.
Now she's saying I served the bill.
Oh,
I paid for the bill.
Clear as day. Clear as day.
Come on, Nat.
Nat, do you have, is there a little part of you that sort of sits here now and goes, this is my time.
Yes.
I'm so deserving of this. I'm so bloody glad Doyle and Armitage have just buggered off and now's my time to shine.
You know, I don't know whether it was the 12 years of Catholic school or all the 18 years of sitting in the sidelines, but my natural habitat is sort of a bit more behind the scenes. So, yes, I love the job. I love news. I sit, reading my 10 newspapers and, on Twitter all day, and I love going out to, big stories that they send me on. It's a bit scary being front and centre.
Yeah, right.
So, yes, I push myself to say yes, but my natural habitat is not, this is me, it's so cool, my natural habitat is sort of like, I'll take it. I think it should be fine, but I hope, please be nice to me.
But that's why we love you, because you are authentic, and that is how you, that is you, And I think over the 20 years, we have gotten to know you that way, and we feel like we know you probably more than we actually do, because we've seen you on the show so much, and we love you for that. So I think it feels like, as you said before, a comfy set of shoes. It does feel nice.
Yeah, well, look, I'm really proud and really happy and excited, but there is that part of me that thinks, oh, I hope it works out, which I think is cold. Maybe that's healthy.
Yeah, and that, because, Sam, obviously, she was sort of, she wasn't shy in saying that she'd been bullied a lot via social media and, there was some horrible people that were saying some awful things. As a prerequisite of your job, is it to have social media?
Look, I have Instagram.
Yeah.
Because I sort of like that as a medium. It's sort of a nicer medium, don't you think?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, totally.
I like OnlyFans.
Generally. I mean, people... Right, yeah. Look, and, you know, no judgments. I just feel that Twitter, people sort of get to you. I've gone into Twitter and, you know, turned off a few notifications so some people can't sort of get at me, which I think is just self-preservation. Because most weeks, even just on a normal week, I block people who are rude. Because people don't realise it's okay to disagree nowadays. We can still be friends. And
of course.
We can disagree.
That's a good point.
On major stuff.
Yeah,
you that's know, a really
in the
good
old
point.
Days, it would be, in the old days, you could write a letter to the editor and say, I strongly disagree with what, you know, Bill Smith, you know, said.
Yeah,
now,
Bill.
I hate your guts. You're a blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, and that's really awful.
You know, there's hatred involved.
Yeah.
Do you know what? I was just thinking about this yesterday as well, in that if you grew up in the 60s, which I definitely didn't, but there was a lot of conversation around, you know, there was a lot of world issues happening at the time. And if you didn't have an opinion and voice it, you were kind of the weird one, right?
Yeah.
Whereas if this day, it almost feels like if you've got an opinion, you're almost not allowed to voice it, and therefore it causes tension. And then it's like, well, now I'm going to hate you for having a different opinion, even though I can't really talk about it. But, like, that's why the older generation are so vocal about their thoughts, because that's how they grew up. Would you agree?
Yeah. And also, you can have an opinion on something and then you're labelled something.
Yeah.
Which I really hate. You know, you're allowed to have a different opinion and then we can go to lunch and have a few beers. Like, what's wrong with that?
Yep.
Why are those times old now?
That's
you're right, Matt. And I think there's that vitriol that comes with that too, but also the fact that everyone has a mouthpiece now, thanks to social media, that everyone feels that they've got the ability to have a say that's unmeasured and unfettered, because you can say whatever you like and there's no recourse. You know what I mean? I can say whatever I want, put it out there, and no one's going to rebut. And if they do, it's online, and who cares? So I think...
Yeah, true, and you don't have to see the face of the person you're talking about either. Mm. Oh, that's, interesting.
Exactly.
Oh, congratulations. You're awesome. Yeah, thanks so much for joining us today, and congratulations on your new role. We're so proud of you, and it's nice to see you. We've got Sunrise on in the corner of our studio every morning.
You sit over our shoulder every single morning.
Well, that's where I want to be, on your shoulder.
The little devil.
Koshy's on one shoulder and you're on the other. All right, thanks, Nat. All the best, eh?
Bye. See you.